Well, greetings. It's Jeff Young again, the Catholic Foodie, and I am in my kitchen. I am right now. I'm making a marinara, and the kids playing video games, and I've got the washer and dryer on in the background. But I wanted to talk to you about this marinara I'm making. It's a little bit different than normal. If you want to see my usual recipe for marinara, you can go to CatholicFoodie.com and search for it. You'll find it there. And I've been doing that particular recipe for years, really. Love it. Can't get enough of it. But today I found myself with some extra bell peppers. We've got, I think, 4 extra bell peppers in my fridge that need to be cooked. We got to do something with them. So what I decided was, hey, why not add some bell pepper to the marinara, change it up a bit. So that's what I did. I took my usual recipe. I have some bell pepper over here, green bell pepper that's sliced, and some onions. About half of a small yellow onion is standing in the ready. What I'm going to do with that is saute it once the marinara itself has cooked for about 30 minutes or so. I'm going to saute the bell pepper and the onion and then throw that into the marinara. So that should be very good, I think. I don't want to do it too much. I don't want them too soft. I want them to be a little bit crunchy. But I also, something I've done before but not too often, I added just about a half a teaspoon or so of balsamic vinegar into the marinara as well. So perhaps this is a recipe that I should go ahead and put online on the website at CatholicFoodie.com. But I'm going to hold off. I'm going to wait and see if it's good. If it's good, maybe I will put it on there. Other things I threw in there, I usually use garlic, maybe, I don't know, 6-7 cloves of garlic. I crush them with a mortar and pestle. I also use oregano, some cayenne, salt and pepper. And sometimes I use Greek seasoning. This time I did not. And the Greek seasoning basically is rosemary and oregano and basil and red pepper flakes and all that yummy stuff. I did not use that this time. And what else? Was that all I added? Oh, I usually add a bit of olive oil. I did not do that this time either because, believe it or not, I am actually out of olive oil. I don't know whether you believe that or not, but I personally can't believe it. I don't know how this happened. So, matter of fact, when I go to saute my veggies, I'm going to have to do it in canola oil. Please don't tell anybody that, okay? Don't tell anybody that. I would normally do that sauteing in olive oil. What else? There was something else I was going to say, and I can't remember now what it is or what it was. So anyway, I am enjoying a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon, and this actually don't be offended by this. This is actually the name of the wine. The label, it is Fat Bastard. That is the that is the name of the label here, and it's a 2007 Cabernet Sauvignon, and on the label itself it says remarkably full-bodied, and I guess that's where they get the fat from. It started out as an experiment. Thierry, a winemaker, French winemaker, had been doing in the back of his cellar, leaving a barrel on the lees, they say, or the yeast cells. He didn't know what to expect, but when the friends tried the wine, he exclaimed, "Now that is what you call a fat bastard." I'm trying to pronounce this. I don't know if that's correct. Try to pronounce that with a strong French accent. But it's a very British expression, perfectly described in the wine's wonderful color and round, rich palate. So that's why they called it that. Anyway, it's a very nice wine. If you ever come across a bottle, you may want to pick one up. And until next time, bon appetit.